Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 204. We have been discussing skeletal muscles for a longer period because of the multitude of programs related to that organ. We will conclude the discussion today with a few more programs. One of the remaining very common medical condition is Parkinson's. It is characterized by tremors in hands, legs, neck, etc. It can happen on either one side or on both sides, but always associated with the program of motor conflict of that particular organ. There will be typical rigidity or stiffness of the corresponding muscles and slowness of movements or bradykinesis if the healing phase is prolonged for a longer time. In all these cases, the rigidity of the muscles and slowness of movement themselves can bring about fresh conflicts of motor conflicts. Whatever be the case, the tremors characteristic of Parkinson's occur during the epileptoid crisis. Inability to use the hands properly can itself trigger fresh motor conflicts in the hands. The same is the case with any other part of muscles in the body. Constant motor conflicts cause permanent tremors as continuous healing crisis. Or the tremors themselves turn out to be the tracts causing chronic or permanent conditions. Conventional medicine finds the lack of dopamine as the cause of the onset of this condition. Just as in the case of many other diseases, the reason for the lack of dopamine is not explained by them. They call Parkinson's a progressive neurodegenerative brain disorder, the cause of which is unknown for them, because they have the least consideration of psychic conflicts. What to say of their biological meaning or purposes. Like multiple sclerosis or MS and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS, the medical judgment known as prognosis given to the patients is very negative and causes further fear of permanent disability and its consequent fresh motor conflicts. Such conditions are very difficult to come back unless the GNM knowledge is utilized properly and at an earlier stage. Very often, patients' voice also is affected due to scare, fright, conflicts and affections of the laryngeal mucosa. Another medical condition to be considered under skeletal muscles is focal dystonia. It is the result of a lasting epileptoid crisis or a sustained muscle contraction. There can have repetitive movement of the affected muscle. This condition is common in hands of either sides, depending on the biological handedness, and is known as focal hand dystonia. One or more fingers curl either inward to the palm or extends outwardly. This is common in people who need fine motor skills for using their fingers or hands, like singers, dentists, musicians, etc., as a part of their profession or hobby. This should be differentiated from the thickening and tightening of the connective tissue of the palm and fingers called Dupuytren's contraction with a hand deformity. For those who use their wrists in sports like tennis, baseball, golf, etc., a spasm can occur in wrists called ips. Cervical dystonia or muscular torticollis, also known as wry neck, is another common type of focal dystonia where the neck muscles contract intermittently, forcing the head to turn to one side and chin thrust upwards. This is the result of a neck-related motor conflict of not being able to move or allowed to move or to turn the head. Sometimes the twitching can affect most or all of the body as a generalized dystonia with affections of feet, legs, hands, arms, or the trunk. It has got nothing to do with defective genes, but it is considered by conventional medicine as a genetic disorder. Levodopa or L-DOPA is a drug given to Parkinson's patients. This can result in the development of dystonia in those patients. Before we conclude the programs of the skeletal muscles, let us consider another medical condition known as tetanus. This is also another condition misunderstood by the medical science and therefore by the public. There are stiffness of muscles and therefore body spasms in tetanus. It is explained by conventional medicine as a disease caused by a bacterium called Clostridium tetani. Its toxins are said to be nerve toxins that enter the central nervous system through some wounds on the body. Here again, stories are vivid and vaccinations very prevalent against the bacteria. Focal tetanus occur with muscle contractions in the area of the injury believed to be followed by the whole body known as generalized tetanus. Muscle cramps or muscle twitchings can occur due to a fall or injury and subsequent motor conflict and its epileptoid crisis during healing. Bacteria, if at all present at the site of wound, they assist healing only and never cause tetanus. So vaccinations cannot prevent the symptom of tetanus if there are motor conflicts and the subsequent programs. The success stories of vaccinations are myths because they always come in once the so-called epidemics were diminished after their peaks. Friends, see how GNM has given the real revolutionary knowledge for the world. If you have not yet given serious attention to learn GNM, it is high time for starting. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.